Welcome. You're listening to a sermon podcast from Oak Hills Church in Folsom, California.
And we're going to be doing that both individually and together. So we'll use guided prayer and musical prayer to simply hang out with God, meaning converse, commune, communicate with God. So we'll hear from him at first by taking a look at a passage of scripture together, and then we'll take a trip into whatever God is saying to each of you individually. So you'll be in conversation with God, you'll be speaking to him, you'll be listening to the Holy Spirit, trying to see what God is showing each of us about whatever we're bringing before him. And my role is to guide you towards those things. So we'll do it twice. There's two movements. So you'll see two passages of scripture, and I and Kyle will walk you through those. So let's start, before we get to the first movement, by just simply approaching God and orienting ourselves to him. So what I invite you to do is close your eyes and simply get comfortable. So whether that means take a few deep breaths, or put your feet flat on the floor, or have your hands open in your lap, whatever helps you to be comfortable and be in God's presence. And I want to point out two things to you. The first is to realize that God made you. He desires to be with you. You have the privilege, freedom, and authority to simply step in and be in that space. As the psalmist says, he formed your inmost being. You were his idea. You exist because he thought you up and he wanted to be with you. The second thing I want you to orient to is we all walked in here with burdens. We all have situations, anxieties, uncertainties, difficult passages. I want to invite you to take all those things and, as it were, just put those in a box and place the box under your seat. God can keep it safe while it's there. He understands everything in that box. He cares about everything in that box. And when we're done here today, you're free to pick it up, take it back out. That's okay with him. Or you're free to leave it there under your chair and leave it with him. Amen? Amen. All right, so we're going to look at our first passage in just a minute. It's a passage from Matthew 14, and I want to give you just a little bit of background about what's happening prior to this passage, and they'll put the slide up, and we'll leave that slide up through the whole thing. So as you're talking to God, listening to God, you can refer back to that passage if that helps. So the background just before we get here in the scriptural story, at this point in Jesus' ministry, the disciples have seen a lot. They've been together maybe a year or so. The disciples have seen hundreds, if not thousands, of healings. They have seen demons, unclean spirits, bow to Jesus' authority. They've seen at least one dead person resurrected. So that's been their history. On this day, Jesus wants to, the scripture says, withdraw to a solitary place. He has been working hard. He wants to be alone with his Father. And what happens? About 15,000 people show up. Scripture says 5,000 men were in the crowd, and that means with women and children, it's 15, 20,000 people. How does the Lord respond? He heals. He has compassion. He shows them kindness. So he and the disciples are dealing with this huge crowd all day long, doing hard work. And as we get to this passage, the disciples have just said, as helpful as they are, Lord, it's getting late, and these people have no food. Dismiss them so they can go to the villages and buy food. And that's where Jesus says, you feed them. And what follows is the very familiar story of the feeding of the 5,000, which is actually the 15 or 20,000, with Two fishes and five loaves. What I want us to realize is what happened to the disciples here. The miraculous expansion of two fishes and five loaves happened through the disciples' hands. These are men and women, followers of Jesus, who are now helping him feed this crowd. They're seeing it expand in their hands. It's freaky. It's not natural. It does not obey the laws of physics. This is the day they've had as they get to this passage. So let's read this together. Immediately after feeding the crowd, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After Jesus had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. So notice that the disciples are in a situation where it's dark, it's windy, and the waves are up. So they're in a situation with some chaos. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. So they're in chaos, and now they're afraid. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat. Notice Peter climbed out and down. It wasn't just a hop in. You have to get over the gunwale and find your way to the water. Got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. Cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." So I invite you to close your eyes as we go to prayer. And really briefly, I'll orient us with respect to this passage. These disciples have walked with Jesus for a long time. You have walked with Jesus. These disciples are in a chaotic situation. We find ourselves in chaotic situations. So let's pray. First, thank God for his way with the crowd. He showed compassion and kindness and healing. Tell God how you feel about that. Next, thank God for his way with the disciples on the lake. He calmed their fears, encouraged them, and then he calmed the waves. Holy Spirit, as we turn to our own lives, I ask that you would open our eyes and ears to see and to hear what you have for each of us in this place. Where in your life is Jesus asking you to trust him, to step out of the boat? Where is he asking you to trust him for something that seems risky or impossible or both? Tell him about that. Tell him how that makes you feel. And listen for his response. What fears do you bring to this situation? How is stepping out in faith difficult? What might go wrong? Share that fear with God. He wants to talk to you about it and be in it with you. Peter asked Jesus to ask him to step out of the boat. Do you want to ask him to encourage you to step out of the boat just as Peter did? And what is possible if you do step out of the boat? Ask him what's possible. Tell him what you think, and then listen for his response to that question.
So now as you continue to pray, I invite you to let the music aid your praying, your meditation, as you might catch glimpses of Jesus on the water, or even Peter walking and sinking and being helped by Jesus, any of these scenes throughout. As you continue to consider also the questions of the guided prayer. So I'll begin now.
Jesus, invite us out onto the water. Would you help us to see you there and encourage us to come? Amen. For our second movement, we're going to be looking at a passage in Colossians chapter 3. And again, that will be up on the screen. The setup here is Paul begins this passage by saying to his friends in Colossae, since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, not on earthly things. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. That is your current situation. That's not a hope. That's not pie in the sky. That's not a future reality or just a future reality. That is where you and I are right now. Jesus says to his disciples, as recorded in the book of John, the Holy Spirit lives in you and is with you. I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. That's who you are as you come to this passage. So let's read the passage. Paul writes, you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So as we sit in this passage, let's go to prayer. Knowing that you are holy and dearly loved, tell God what you think about that. And listen to his response. Paul points out that you have a new self and that you are being renewed. Are you in touch with that? Are you realizing that and experiencing that day to day and hour to hour? If the answer is yes, then thank God for your new self. And if the answer is no, ask God to show you how that reality plays out in your life. Is God asking you to put on some new clothes, to change your outfit in terms of compassion? Is there a situation where he's calling you to extend compassion or to take on kindness? Is there an area in your life where you are not gentle? Where you are overbearing rather than being truly strong? Ask him about this. Are there places where you are impatient? Is there any area of conflict or dissatisfaction where you are withholding forgiveness? Ask God to show you that and listen to what he tells you. As we enter into this musically, be aware that in none of these areas is God asking you to perform. He's asking you to grow in his image as his true son or true daughter and to be a more effective co-ruler with him.
As we continue in prayer, I invite you to continue to meditate on at least what strikes me as this challenge and tension of loving, forgiving the old self, the new self. So I might be reacting to that in music. I invite you to do the same.
Jesus, be with us in that tension between what is and what you want. And help us to realize that that tension is your beauty being poured into our very selves. Thank you so much, God. Amen. So, Oak Hills, whatever you've been conversing with God about through these two movements, we want to give you an opportunity to respond to it. You've been speaking to God, hearing what he's saying back, or sensing what he is saying back. And it is good in our minds to say, yes, God, I want to step into that. If what you and he are saying to each other is provoking you to move forward into some new place of trust or action, we want to encourage that and give you a chance to say yes to that. So we're going to invite you to respond by coming forward. And why do we do that? How is coming forward useful? To think it in our minds is good and is always the first step. But to actually take an action with our bodies, which moving forward is to move in your body. We are embodied creatures. It takes it to a deeper level and opens you up to the Holy Spirit to do more with the things that you've been talking to God about. So the invitation to you, it looks like this. You're invited to just come forward if you want to respond and simply stand with your hands in a receiving posture like this. So if you do so, nobody's going to ask you any questions. You don't have to say anything to anybody. What will happen is one of the members of the prayer team will come along and put a hand on your shoulder and simply pray a blessing prayer over you. And that blessing prayer is actually doing spiritual work on your behalf. They are joining what God is doing in you and asking him to bless and increase that. They don't need to know what that is. They just know that God is working in you. How do they know that? Because you're standing here with your hands open. So it's pretty easy. But they'll come by and give you a blessing prayer. Now, when they do that, if you want to interact with them, you can. If you want to ask for something specific, feel free. That's what they're there for. If you're coming forward with a specific prayer request, go ahead and tell them that. They would love to pray for whatever you're going through. Pray for healing. Pray for wholeness. So as Kyle plays, and we're all in a place of prayer, I invite you to come now. Come forward if you would like to respond physically and to receive a blessing prayer. If you're staying in your chair, that's great. Stay in prayer. If your friends are up here, be praying for your friends. You may not know what's going on, but you know that they are interacting with the God who loves them. So come forward as you feel led. Whatever you have been discussing with God as we're here together, it is so important and precious to him exactly the way it is. If you're thinking about coming forward and it feels weird, be assured he comes with you. He's also okay if you don't come forward. He loves you so dearly That's why he has been with you this morning. If you come forward, feel free to stay as long as you wish. In just a second, Kyle's going to take us into our final song together. But feel free, if you want to respond, feel free to come forward during the song. After this last song, I'll give us a benediction and a final prayer. But feel free to come.